This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Trump and Clinton, the big winners. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka, on this Wednesday, March 2. Welcome aboard. Here's what we have for you this hour.
Frontrunners Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton each won seven states on Super Tuesday in their respective primaries. Ted Cruz will be making a new argument today after winning three more states of his own.
The FBI is admitting it made a mistake in handling the smartphone used by a terrorist in the San Bernardino massacre.
After more than 5,400 orbits around the Earth and nearly 144 million miles traveled, astronaut Scott Kelly returned to Earth today after nearly a year in space.
And circling back to our top story of Super Tuesday, a slightly different angle, the candidates being Googled the most in certain states.
You know, the top regions searching for Hillary Clinton are Massachusetts and Vermont. The top regions searching for Bernie Sanders are Vermont and Oklahoma. For Ben Carson, Alabama and Tennessee are the top regions searching. For Ted Cruz, it's Oklahoma and Arkansas. For Marco Rubio, we saw Washington, D.C. and Virginia. And for Donald Trump, Washington, D.C. and Nevada.
Nina Tyler at Google reveals what issues, questions, and candidates we searched for the most heading into Super Tuesday. She's here in about 20 minutes. Real estate mogul Donald Trump won Republican primaries Tuesday from New England to the Deep South, but he didn't win them all. However, that didn't stop him from taking a shot at Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
She wants to make America whole again, and I'm trying to figure out what is that all about. Make America great again is going to be much better than making America whole again.
Senator Ted Cruz won his home state of Texas, plus neighboring Oklahoma and Alaska.
Let's come together, let's unite behind the only campaign that has beaten Donald not once, not twice, but now three times across the country.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio, meanwhile, won the Minnesota caucuses.
The party of Lincoln and Reagan and the presidency of the United States will never be held by a con artist.
This could ensure, by the way, that the race for the GOP nomination will stretch into the spring. Mr. Trump was victorious in at least seven states: Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Massachusetts, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia. Super Tuesday results reinforced Mr. Trump's argument that he is building a durable coalition of GOP primary voters fed up with politics as usual that may bolt the party if he is not the nominee. In the race for the Democratic nomination, frontrunner Hillary Clinton swept the delegate-rich states of Massachusetts and Texas. The former Secretary of State also took key states in the Deep South.
All across our country today, Democrats voted to break down barriers so we can all rise together.
Her chief opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders, won in four states: the Minnesota and Colorado caucuses, plus primaries in Oklahoma and his home state of Vermont. And although his wins didn't come with as many delegates, he reminded supporters that there are still 35 states left.
Let me assure you that we are going to take our fight for economic justice, for social justice, for environmental sanity, for a world of peace to every one of those states.
Mrs. Clinton's victories, by the way, came in the delegate-rich states of Virginia, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, and Arkansas, as well as Texas. But turnout is an issue. In the New Hampshire primary last month, Democratic turnout 13% lower than in 08. And in South Carolina, it was 31% lower. That could present a challenge to Democrats in the general election, as turnout in the raucous Republican primaries has been higher. Let's get some analysis now from Jeff Cooner at WRKO Radio in Boston, one of our affiliates in Massachusetts. He hosts a political program there called The Cooner Report. He's with us live this morning. Jeff, good morning. Break down kind of what went down in Massachusetts.
It's great to be with you. I got to say, Massachusetts, I believe, delivered a huge victory for Donald Trump. He did extremely well. He blew the competition out of the water. And I've got to say, what I began to hear on my show, where I had literally Asian Americans call, Latino Americans call, I had African Americans call in, I had women call in, all of them saying they're voting for Donald Trump, and he won big. In fact, thousands of Democrats literally quit their membership to swing over and vote for Donald Trump.
Is that right?
He is putting together a huge coalition. Democratic strategists are now telling me that if he can replicate this on a national level, this will put Pennsylvania in play, Ohio in play, Michigan in play, many states that Republicans have not been that competitive in. They believe if he can put together this new coalition, do it nationally, he will be very difficult to beat in November.
Yeah, you're talking about the general election now.
Yes, in terms of the general election.
Right.
I mean, it's just you are seeing a new Republican being born.
Wow. All right, so on a somewhat related note then, is a new party about to form, or perhaps a new Republican Party, different Republican Party, Republican A, B? I don't know. What? How do you envision that?
Well, I think, Peggy Noonan of the Wall Street Journal last night, I think, put it very well. The old Republican Party is being shattered in front of our eyes.
Yep.
And what is being born, and we'll have to see, you still got to win more states, but what is being born is really a party that's closer to Europe, a European conservative party. It is populist. It is even nationalist on some issues, like the border, immigration, Islam, radical Islam. But if you look at Donald Trump on Social Security, on Medicare, on Medicaid, he says no cuts. If you look at him on Planned Parenthood, he supports Planned Parenthood. These are not positions that Republicans have taken in the past. And so this is why he's appealing to many moderate Democrats, many blue-collar voters, many independents who are crossing over. And so what's stunning about last night, and there's no getting around it, he won in liberal Massachusetts. He won in conservative Georgia and Alabama. Mm. He's winning across the spectrum. He is putting together a very formidable coalition. And after last night, there's really only one candidate that can seriously stop him, and that's Senator Ted Cruz. And that was the argument he was trying to make. He goes, look, I beat him in Texas.
Yep.
I beat him in Iowa. I beat him in in Alaska. I beat him in Oklahoma. If you're looking at somebody who has beaten him, who can beat him, I am the guy. The problem is the establishment hates Ted Cruz
right.
almost as much as they hate Donald Trump. So the establishment is now in a conundrum.
It's interesting because it's been Florida Senator Marco Rubio who's been making the case of being the uniter. Yet all of a sudden, I think Ted Cruz is prepared to make that argument today, especially after the three wins last night. Talk about the Democratic side of things, because I think it was noted, right, and you would know better than me, but it was important that Hillary Clinton win one of the more liberal states in Massachusetts over Bernie Sanders. Of course, he's from neighboring Vermont.
Yeah, that was a surprise. Bernie has done very well here in the past. He's, as you say, Massachusetts neighbors Vermont. He was thought to win this state. However, the Clinton machine, the Democratic machine, came out big for Hillary. And what you're seeing in the Democratic Party is the exact opposite of the Republican Party. The Republicans want an insurgent. They want an outsider, somebody who will go against the establishment. What you're seeing with the Democrats is they want somebody who's experienced. They want somebody who is not an outsider, but somebody they can trust. And so she won a whole slew of delegates. Gordon, honestly, I think she pretty much sealed it last night. It's going to be almost impossible for Bernie to catch her.
Yeah.
And she's already transitioning to a general election campaign.
Yeah.
And if it's Trump versus Hillary, believe me, it's game on.
The window for Mr. Sanders certainly closed a lot last night. Jeff, thanks for a few minutes. Appreciate it. Jeff Cooner, host of the Cooner Report on our affiliate WRKO in Boston. 15 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Thanks for being with us at a hearing on Capitol Hill. Discussion over a court order that instructs Apple to help the FBI bypass the passcode security system on the iPhone used by one of the terrorists in the San Bernardino attacks. Before the House Judiciary Committee yesterday, confirmation of something that had been reported initially, too. James Comey, director of the FBI, admitted that a mistake was made in the early days of the investigation when officials reset the cloud storage account connected to that phone.
There are no demons in this debate. The companies are not evil. The government's not evil. You have a whole lot of good people who see the world through different lenses.
Apple was represented at the hearing by attorney Bruce Sewell.
It would affect everyone who owns an iPhone, and it would create a risk for everyone who owns a phone that their data could be compromised, that their security could be compromised.
FBI wants to see the phone of Syed Farouk, one of the two assailants from the San Bernardino massacre in December. It's 20 minutes after the hour now on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
According to Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton swept through the South on Super Tuesday, claiming victory in their party's primaries in delegate-rich Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Virginia. Clinton is looking forward to more wins.
Now this campaign moves forward to the Crescent City, the Motor City, and beyond.
Trump also looked to the future.
The Republicans have tremendous energy. The Democrats don't. They don't have any energy.
Ted Cruz won his home state of Texas, the night's single biggest prize, as well as Oklahoma and Alaska, to keep his campaign alive. Marco Rubio won Minnesota. Bernie Sanders claimed victory in four states, including his home state of Vermont. A New York State appeals court has ruled that a fraud allegation against Donald Trump's education program can move forward, a ruling likely to fuel controversy over an issue Trump's opponents have seized on in recent weeks. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman sued the now-defunct Trump University in 2013 for $40 million, alleging that it was a sham that exploited Trump's celebrity status to persuade people to enroll in expensive courses that failed to deliver on their promises. The abortion debate is returning to the Supreme Court in the midst of a raucous presidential campaign and less than 3 weeks after Justice Antonin Scalia's death. The justices are taking up the biggest case on the topic in nearly a quarter century today, considering whether a Texas law that regulates abortion clinics hampers a woman's constitutional right to obtain an abortion. Major League Baseball has suspended New York Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman 30 games for an alleged domestic violence incident in October. Chapman's girlfriend says he choked her and pushed her against a wall at his home. Chapman will be allowed to play in early May. And what was rumored a few weeks ago has been confirmed. President Obama plans to attend the Tampa Bay Rays exhibition game in Cuba on March 22nd. The Rays will play a game against the Cuban national team in Havana.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. 22 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Good Wednesday to you. What do state-by-state search trends reveal about voters' concerns and interests? Which candidates and issues have been top of mind heading into the biggest day on the presidential primary calendar? Google Trends expert Nina Tyler has been looking at data that show our more popular queries. Nina, what do we have?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting, Gordon, when you look nationally, the top search issue right now is gun control. And gun control is also the top search issue in every Super Tuesday state, with the exception of Texas and Alaska, where immigration and ISIS were respectively top of mind. So it's interesting because people, they're not just looking for the candidates, but they're also looking for issues and the candidates' stances on particular issues.
Wow. Well, I would not have guessed that, that's for sure. All right, so what else? What else is trending here?
You know, in addition to gun control, education, immigration, taxes, and same-sex marriage, those round out the top five nationally, and that's kind of top of mind. And additionally, you know, when we talk about candidates and who's the most searched, Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side is most searched nationally, and Donald Trump on the Republican side is most searched. So that's interesting. And, you know, people, you know, they might not be familiar with their point of views on a lot of different issues, so they come to Google for clarity and, you know, to because they're curious and they want more information about these candidates.
Yeah, I wonder what the deep dive is on Trump and Sanders. Is it because, one, people don't necessarily know them, or because, say, this is these two guys are attracting maybe first-time voters? I'm not sure, you know, how to read that in my junior analysis here.
No, I think it's interesting because, you know, when you look at Trump and the top trending questions around him, the number one trending question about Donald Trump right now is, what did Trump say about the KKK?
Wow.
And, you know, this is, of course, in light of David Duke, the former KKK leader, coming out and endorsing Donald Trump. And so people, they're really in tune with the news and with what's going on in the news and the media cycle. And they want to know, you know, did Trump respond? Has he said anything? What does he think about it? And so that's the number one trending search on Donald Trump.
We're speaking with Nina Tyler, Google Trends expert. We're talking about 2016 campaign search trends. All right, what other questions matched up with particular candidates?
You know, when it comes to Hillary Clinton, you know, of course people want to know, how many delegates does Hillary Clinton have? But they also want to know, when was she born? And is she a Democrat? Is Hillary Clinton good? You know, those are some of the questions that we see. So it's not just, you know, their stance on a political issue. It's also that biographical information, wanting to know when they were born, where they were born. So that's kind of voters, they want to know more about the candidate personally also.
All right, so give me a little bit of state by state then, what you found there.
Yeah, so when we look at the top regions that are doing searches, you know, the top regions searching for Hillary Clinton are Massachusetts and Vermont. The top regions searching for Bernie Sanders are Vermont and Oklahoma. So a lot of interest around them across the country, but those are the top regions on the Democratic side.
Very good. How about on the Republican side?
On the Republican side, for Ben Carson, Alabama and Tennessee are the top regions searching. For Ted Cruz, it's Oklahoma and Arkansas. And also for Marco Rubio, we saw Washington, D.C. and Virginia. And for Donald Trump, Washington, D.C. and Nevada.
Thanks, Nina. Nina Tyler, Google Trends expert. It is 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Sometimes it feels like there aren't enough hours in the day, even when you're working past the typical 9-to-5. So if you're still making time-consuming trips to the post office, you need a better way. You need to use Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, get the postage you need the instant you need it. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package right from your computer and printer. It's that quick and easy. You'll save money with Stamps.com, too. It's just a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters. Plus, you'll get special postage discounts you can't even find at the post office. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use my last name, Deal, for this special offer. A 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you'll be printing postage right from your desk. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Deal. That's Stamps.com and enter the code Deal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Hey, good Wednesday to you. March 2nd, Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Trump and Clinton win 7 states each, but Cruz won 3. 7 newspapers in New Jersey call for Governor Chris Christie to resign. Video purports to show members of the Baltimore School Police repeatedly slapping a young man at a high school. At more than 5 miles per second, astronaut Scott Kelly raced back to Earth earlier today after nearly a year in orbit. No Steph Curry, no problem. Warriors win again in OT. And the Pentagon in search of hackers with mad skills. That story in about 20 minutes. Big story of the day, Super Tuesday results. Let's get a breakdown now from Kyle Chaney at Politico. He's with us live this morning. Plus, a story about Mrs. Clinton pushing Mr. Sanders to the brink. Kyle, kind of recap what happened last night.
Sure. This was a kind of a wild night, but also, in a sense, what we expected. Hillary Clinton kept up her momentum from South Carolina and just dominated across the South, and actually took Massachusetts, too, which was a place where Bernie Sanders expected to do well and maybe sustain his campaign by having a big win there. So she really made it harder for him to argue that he has a path to overtaking her. She not only won the South, she crushed them. I mean, it was by 50 points in some of the states, and made it hard to argue that he can put together a coalition in any of these states with large minority populations that can help him become the Democratic nominee. So this is the night that she dreamed of and has long eluded her in her two presidential runs.
Yeah.
And it looks like she's starting to prepare to face Donald Trump, who had a similarly big night on the Republican side.
All right, and this is kind of based on the types of states, for example, that Mrs. Clinton won, right? Because Bernie Sanders mm-hmm. won 4, Ted Cruz won 3, yet there seems to be a lot more buzz about the states that Cruz won, even though he won fewer than, say, Sanders on the Democratic side.
And I think because when you start, you're starting to look at people looking at the delegate math, too, which, you know, is less exciting, but, you know, Clinton won the states she won them big, and they're the ones where the people were. You know, Sanders won a couple of caucus states, you know, and his home state of Vermont, you know, and not only are they low population, they're not going to help him get very far toward the nomination, you know, where Clinton is going to just run up a huge lead on delegates on him because of the specific states she won and how big she won them by, whereas Cruz won Texas, so his home state, but Texas is obviously a lot more people than Vermont, you know, and so that win alone, even if he hadn't won the other two, keeps him in contention delegate-wise and shows that Trump can be beaten in a big state. You know, Rubio won Minnesota as well on the Republican side, and people aren't giving him that much credit for that because, again, it's not a significant state for Republicans and doesn't really allay concerns that he hasn't done as well as people thought.
Okay. So going back to the Democrats for just a moment then, what are Mr. Sanders' options at this point? I know he said he's staying in the race, but he doesn't appear to be a threat at this point to Mrs. Clinton. What will he do in the days or weeks going forward?
Well, you know, they're going to outline their strategy this morning, but they've sort of already foreshadowed that they think they can win the next few states, you know, Nebraska, Maine, Kansas, you know, they're all upcoming, and a couple of them are caucus states as well, where Sanders thinks he can continue to rack up a couple wins, build momentum. He's still rolling in money. He's got raised $42 million in February, which is absurd. Obscene amount of money, so there's no reason for him to drop out financially, and so he thinks that there's still a viable path in that sense. You know, and if Clinton were to stumble, if she, you know, there was some major election turning event, you know, maybe Sanders could be there to capitalize on it. So why quit now? But it doesn't seem like he's going to be able to just build the numbers he's going to need to overtake her without something dramatic happening.
Yeah. We're speaking with Kyle Chaney at Politico. He's with us live this morning, breaking down Super Tuesday results. How about on the Democratic side now? What's ahead for Mr. Cruz? Because he's the one now saying, hey, listen, I have beaten Donald Trump. I've proven I can do it. Marco Rubio won the Minnesota caucuses, right? But nobody's too excited about that. But he's the one who's been saying, I'm the uniter. Get behind me.
You saw this surreal situation where you had establishment Republicans who can't stand Cruz saying, maybe he's our best option at this point. you know, Lindsey Graham, I think, went out there and said, maybe we should unite behind him. And just a week, not even a week ago, he was saying, musing on the Senate floor about having Ted Cruz murdered. So it's just this, I think the establishment and the Republican Party itself is just at a loss for what to do here. They're stuck between options that they never envisioned, and they hoped Rubio would do better than he has. And it looks like, especially if he loses Florida in a couple of weeks, he's not going to be a viable option for them.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for a few minutes, Kyle. Appreciate you getting up. Kyle Chaney at Politico with us live this morning. It's 20 minutes before the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for spending time with us on this Results Wednesday following Super Tuesday. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, we're still 2 weeks away from the presidential primary in Ohio, and while Donald Trump is carrying a large percentage of the country on the Republican side, one Ohio farmer is making his feelings about Trump very clear, spelling out the words, "No Trump," using cow manure in letters big enough for planes overhead to see them. Local TV reports that Jerry Slankard spent about 4 hours spelling out the strongly scented message using a manure spreader. Among Slankard's many issues with the GOP frontrunner, the most personal could be Trump's plan to build a big wall at the U.S.-Mexico border and deport millions of immigrants, which many farmers believe could be disastrous for the agricultural industry. Mm. Now, in all fairness, too, this is John Kasich country as well.
Yes, okay, fair enough.
It's the one place that is John Kasich country in the country so far when it comes to the primaries. So that also could tilt his feelings as well.
That's a tremendous effort he put into that, though.
Oh, yeah. 4 hours.
Right? 4 hours. With manure, no less.
Right.
That's a big undertaking.
Right, 4 hours and very, very, about the dirtiest work you could possibly think of, right?
Right, yeah. Hashtag,
very, very dirty work.
Hashtag dirty job. By the way, one of the things about Trump, well, he talks about building a wall.
Yep.
Mexico's going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just noticing, like, one of these things that he is able to pull off. It was maybe a week or so ago. This issue was being discussed. We're going to build a wall. Mexico's going to pay for it. Then there was pushback from Mexico. We're not going to pay for it. And then Trump comes back with, we're going to build it 10 feet even higher. Like, he just like the one-upsmanship.
Yeah.
He always gets in the last line.
Yep. He's the kind of person who always has the last word in any situation.
That has largely defined the campaign this year.
And Gordon, a New Mexico man is accused of breaking into a convenience store for a pack of cigarettes, but also making sure to pay for them. Police in Las Cruces say the 24-year-old man went to buy cigarettes early Sunday, but the business was closed. The Associated Press says surveillance cameras show him pounding on the front door several times and then kicking and breaking the door's lower panel. Police say he went inside, grabbed a pack of cigarettes, and then made sure the cameras captured him leaving $6 on the counter. A witness called 911, and police say they found and arrested the man. He faces a felony charge of breaking and entering. Damage to the store's front door is estimated at $800.
Wow.
$800.
For a panel.
For a panel on
a
door.
Going to replace the whole thing, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Would he have been better off then, instead of just leaving the $6, leaving $806?
Yeah.
Would that have solved things?
I don't know if that would have got him out of this, but it would have been a good start.
That turned out to be a very expensive pack of cigarettes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Mike. It is 14 minutes now before the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Don't pay your next medical bill until you get a second opinion. Why? Because 80% of all medical bills are wrong. Mistakes that are costing American families like yours and mine over $100 billion in overcharges annually. That adds up to about $1,000 per family per year. That's why I'm so impressed with Remedy. Remedy was created to make sure people never overpay due to medical billing mistakes. Here's what to do. First, simply send your medical bill to Remedy. Next, Remedy's medical specialists review your bills for mistakes, from double billings to bad addresses to incorrect medical codes. Mistakes that could cost you thousands, even with insurance. Then Remedy finds and corrects any mistakes while working with your doctor's office and insurance company so you don't overpay. And here's the best part. If Remedy can't save you money, they won't charge you a dime. Go to tryremedy.com/deal, where there's never a charge unless they save you money. Again, the website, tryremedy.com/deal. Thanks for being with us. We've known for some time that gray hair is hereditary, right? Some of you know from experience. But here's the next level. British scientists have identified the specific gene responsible for the gray, perhaps another step closer to the fountain of youth. The discovery, reported in the journal Nature Communications by University College London researchers, confirms that graying is partly tied to environmental and lifestyle factors, but also has a genetic component. If you're researching, it's cleverly called, in scientific terms, gene IRF4. It's 8 minutes before the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, with Donald Trump claiming 7 Republican victories on Super Tuesday, traditional GOP leaders' search for any viable alternative suffered a fresh setback, and they're getting increasingly worried. House Speaker Paul Ryan called out Trump yesterday for failing to condemn support from the Ku Klux Klan, and Trump fired right back.
I think we're going to be able to unify the party. I hope to be able to get along with everybody. I don't know Paul Ryan well, but I hope to be able to get along with him.
Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio vowed to fight on despite underwhelming performances yesterday. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton won big. Bernie Sanders did take 4 states but failed to win key state, Massachusetts. The high-stakes legal fight between Apple and the Justice Department over a locked iPhone shifted from the courts to the halls of Congress yesterday. FBI Director James Comey acknowledged that a mistake was made in the handling of San Bernardino gunman Syed Farouk's iPhone.
There was a mistake made in that 24 hours after the attack
where at the county, at the FBI's request, took steps that made it impossible later to cause the phone to back up again to the iCloud.
Apple lawyer Bruce Sewell says the government should not get access.
Weakening encryption would only hurt consumers and well-meaning users who rely on companies like Apple to protect their personal information.
The two appeared before the House Judiciary Committee. The European Union is preparing to spend hundreds of millions of euros on humanitarian aid as Greece struggles to cope with an influx of migrants. Under plans to be submitted today, EU funds could be deployed within Europe in the same way they're used to help crises outside the bloc. The UN has warned of a humanitarian disaster caused by a buildup of migrants on Greece's borders. If you like thrills, you'll love it. If you're afraid of heights, forget about it. The U.S. Bank Tower in Los Angeles, the tallest building west of the Mississippi, is building a new tourist attraction called Sky Slide. The 36-foot-long glass slide will allow thrill seekers to slide from the 70th floor down to the 69th floor on the outside of the building. The attraction is set to open by the middle of the year.
It's good. I would do that.
You would?
It's 12 yards. It's not even far. 36 feet? That's nothing.
All right.
I if it wasn't covered, I'd feel a little more nervous about it. But it's like, it just sounds like a tube, you know, a slide inside a tube.
All right.
I could swing that.
All right. I'm watching.
Then throw up later. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. This portion of the program is brought to you by LifeLock. It's a technology update. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code Gordon for 10% off. How good are your hacking skills? If they're top-notch, you might be able to help the Pentagon. Vetted outside hackers are being invited to test the cybersecurity of some public Defense Department websites as part of a pilot project next month called Hack the Pentagon. Such programs allow cyber experts to find and identify problems before malicious hackers can exploit them, saving money and time in the event of damaging network breaches. Similar competitions known as bug bounties are conducted by U.S. companies. Got to be a U.S. citizen, and you have to register and submit to a background check before being chosen. Other more sensitive networks or key weapons programs not included, at least initially. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.